appreciate it if you turned it off. The meeting is being audio recorded by the board. It's also being privately audio and video recorded by members of the public. Please keep the back door free and clear, no standing in the doorway. If there's conversation to be had, please take it outside. No talking out of turn during hearings. Any attorneys, if we don't have your information, please fill out a notice of appearance. And when a matter is called, please come up so you can testify. It's the meeting of the Board of License Commissioners. It's Wednesday, February 12th at 3:03 p.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, Basement Conference Room. Before you are the Commissioner's Chair, Nicole Moretti Ferrer, and Chief Branville Bard. If anyone is here for the disciplinary matter of Hong Kong Restaurant, that's been continued to March 2nd. Application PRII 220 LLC, 20 Child Street, for garage and flammables license.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Please take a seat and please tell you your names as well as your last names for the record.
Sure. Kristen Thompson, Thompson.
Thank you.
Austin Troy, Troy.
Ms. Thompson, are you an attorney?
No.
Okay. I had a question. I noticed that the flammables material permit was uploaded, the updated one, because it was, I mean, this was submitted a while back.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have here in your application 12 gallons of gasoline for the snowblower, but on your flammables it appears to be 10 gallons of gasoline. Do you know how much?
Yeah. It's actually about 10 gallons.
Okay.
I have 2 5-gallon containers. They're not always full.
Okay, yes, so 10 gallons of gasoline. And then this building, this is a lease-only building, correct? And these parking spaces are for a fee and everything?
Yes.
Are the parking spaces underground?
They are not.
Okay.
Right? No, they're all above grade.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
I don't.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I'd vote to grant with the amendment that it would be 10 gallons of gasoline, and then in terms of the flammables, not for direct consumption.
I concur.
Thank you. You'll finish the process through the viewpoint
okay.
system, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Application ANTJ Cuisine Incorporated, doing business as Menya Giro, 57 JFK Street. Applied for new common victualler wine and malt beverages license. Proposed hours 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. all days. Seating for 40, occupancy of 45. Oh, help me with the pronunciation on that one.
Who do you have first?
Thai. Thai.
Twi Win.
Twi Win, proposed manager of record.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner Andrew Upton, UPTON, for the applicant. With me is Twi Win, proposed manager of record, Thuyhuynh. She is the proposed manager and the placeholder until it actually opens, at which time we would like to bring in Linda Tong, T-O-N-G, as the actual manager of when it opens and operates.
Okay. And Linda here is
Linda,
as well.
Linda's right
okay.
here.
Thank you. Let me just take a moment here. Officer Zito, can you do me a favor, please? Can you go upstairs? Can I have an agenda? Thank you. you. Okay, go ahead, Councilor.
This is an application for an authentic Japanese ramen restaurant in the space formerly occupied by Wagamama at 57 JFK Street. Wagamama has been out for almost 2 years, I believe, and the front half of that space is occupied by the Veggie Grill now, and this is the space, sort of the half in back of it.
Will the people have to go to Veggie Grill?
Oh, no. The door is sort of right here, and you go take a left into Veggie Grill. If you keep going in the entrance corridor, it would be the second left.
Okay.
So, yeah, totally separate locations and entrances.
Restaurant downstairs in that building, too. Another restaurant downstairs.
Banchan.
Right, Banchan.
Yeah. And one upstairs, right?
Yeah.
So this is a location previously licensed for alcohol service, and we believe there's a public need for a license at this location. We have gone through the special permit process where we met with the Harvard Square Advisory Committee. We got the support of the Harvard Square Business Association. The landlord feels that a sit-down Japanese restaurant with alcohol for sort of more of a dining experience is also appropriate for this location. So we believe the public need has been met through the support we've gotten from various groups in the permitting process and the outreach we've done. The applicant has held a liquor license in the past, currently holds a liquor license, currently operates two other restaurants, and Linda would like to tell the board just a little bit about the concept and the approach.
Sure.
That's good.
Right. Good afternoon. So our visual concept of this whole setup is going to be authentic Japanese ramen. And the food that's associated with hot broth, summer, we do intend to serve brothless options. And it can be a little bit flavorful. Goes very well with a crisp, clean beer or even possible wine. Our wine selections will be in the sake arena, which is a rice wine deriving from Japan itself. And we find that during lunches, it's a big rush. And for those who are sitting individually, who want something fast to eat, have a nice small drink to go with it, we'll just allow them to relax for that one moment. And for bigger groups that come in the afternoon, we don't want to seclude anybody from not having to be able to drink and choose another venue opposed to ours if we didn't offer that. And since it's in the Harvard Square area, we want to accommodate to the parents that are visiting also, making sure that they feel good in the area for supporting their kids through such a great school, and that a drink would go very well with their meals.
I forget how much they're paying for tuition.
I'd also like to mention that this is a family operation. Mr. Truong, Andy Truong, is the president of the corporation. Tui is his wife. She's the secretary of the corporation, and the brother is also part of the corporation. So all the restaurants are family-run. Some of the food will be made as a commissary-type operation at the existing restaurant. The rest of it will be made on-site. So it is a locally-owned, operated establishment.
And, Councilor, you mentioned two other places. Only one of the other places has alcohol?
Yes.
Right, that would be Saigon Seafood in Dorchester. And the other place is near Symphony Hall.
Near Symphony Hall.
What's it called?
Saigon Fusion.
That was called Saigon Fusion. So they are quite experienced operators and supervisors of the sale and service of alcohol.
Okay. And then the hours to confirm are 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. all days?
Yes.
And then, Councilor, I know that you sent us a more extensive, I was trying to see if it got printed, it's in Florissant with intending more. Oh, here we go. So we're doing a 40 seating capacity.
Yeah, 46, I believe it is.
46. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sushi. All right.
Yep, that's a bar. That's a, yeah.
So it's 46 seating or 46 total occupancy?
46 seating.
Okay.
occupancy, I believe TBD by ISD.
But there's no, I got a question earlier in the week about whether there's any standing. I mean, obviously it would be higher occupancy than 46, but there's no place where patrons would stand and eat or drink.
Okay, I see. Okay.
Actually 46
for the yeah 40. This is why I had asked for a more detailed floor plan, because the application had said 40, but then we had 45 a number, and then we had the floor plan, and then we finally got this floor plan. Okay.
Thank you.
I can also tell you that construction is proceeding, I suppose, as fast as possible in the Harvard Square area, but we're hoping for an April opening.
Okay. And Ms. Nguyen, and I know that you're just sort of the temporary manager of record, but are you familiar, are you TIPS or 21 Proof certified, or do you have any safe service of alcohol training?
Yeah, I do have some training for that.
I'm sorry, you said, but you're not certified. I couldn't hear you.
But she has had training, but we have discussed that she needs to do TIPS before the opening.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm just going to...
At which point she may not actually be here, but she's going to do it just so.
Okay. And are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
And if you become the manager, you'll have to come back. It'll have to be petitioned. I'm sure your counsel has explained this to you, and we'll probably be asking the same thing.
Okay.
In terms of
Linda is TIPS trained, so she'll be ready.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
I don't.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant with the amendment that the seating capacity is 46.
And that's it.
Thank you.
Wish PowerPoint.
Oh,
wish PowerPoint. Oh. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone's here for Cafe Art Science that's been continued? Do you know when is it going to be on the second or the other one?
I'm not positive. I know the paper's coming out tomorrow. So
okay,
I'm not
by
sure
the other one.
Think.
Okay.
Application East Westbridge LLC, 20 Lincoln Way, for a livery limousine license for one vehicle.
Good afternoon.
It is 20. What is it? 20
Lincoln.
I said 20 Lincoln.
Oh, I thought it was.
Could you
sorry.
Please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
My name is Enoch Yare. My last name is Y-A-R-E.
And first name H-E-N-O-K,
yes.
Correct? Okay. And I know that you had applied before, but you had not shown up for the hearing, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have everything. You have only one vehicle and you're the only driver?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Vote to grant.
Granted,
thank you.
Thank you.
Officer Zito will let you know how to complete the process, okay?
Okay.
Just, if you wait just a few minutes, he can talk.
Thank you.
Embrace Detail and Auto Spa, 929 Mass Ave, for a new livery limousine license for one vehicle.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Yes, Brandon Briscoe, and the last name is so B-R-I-S-C-O-E.
B-R-I-S-C-O-E. And Brandon with an O or an A or how? Because I know that there's a lot of
there's
spelling.
A few. There's Brendan, Brandon, so B-R-A-N-D-O-N.
Thank you.
Yes, no problem.
And so you have one vehicle and you have two drivers, correct?
Correct.
And do you know your other driver, who is Randolph the Third?
Yes.
Do you know if he has provided an update, his license, his Massachusetts license, who had a hold on it because he owed some parking tickets?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
But I will ask.
Okay. You had a violation for driving uninsured last year?
So that was dismissed because it was inaccurate. So I had insurance and my registration was expired on my personal vehicle.
I got you.
But yeah, so that was dismissed. I got a letter from the...
No, I can see it here.
District
now.
Court.
I got it.
Okay, so, and then other than you and the other gentleman, is it L.V. Randolph the Third?
Yes.
L.V. is his first name, or
yes.
Her first name? I'm not sure.
His first name. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay, I'd vote to grant, and in terms of Mr. Randolph the Third's license, I would put it pending release from the DMV.
I concur.
Okay. Thank you. And again, Officer Zito will tell you how to complete the process
okay.
Once we're done here, okay?
So should I give him a call? I mean, or...
He will talk to you right now if you just wait a few minutes.
Officer
okay.
Zito,
okay. Okay. All right.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Administrative matters. Kristen Rummel, Honeycomb Creamery has applied to increase the number of seats from 8 to 15.
So we got the floor plan with everything correct?
Mm-hmm.
Granted, we had the zoning approval and everything.
Non-TRIN has applied for a new common victualer license at 1245 Cambridge Street, All-Star Sandwich Bar, seating for 34, hours 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, and entertainment license for background. It's the same numbers as currently exist at All-Star.
This is going, they're taking over that business. I know that there's a liquor license there, so that 11249 would have to be canceled and the file closed. The license is no valid, non-transferable, so I know that the Trin Corporation has made, has stated that they might apply in the future, but at this time they want to proceed with the CD only, so I would vote to grant.
Joseph Barone, on behalf of Roxy's A4Cade, changed the seating capacity to 102, increased maximum occupancy from 140 inside and 40 outside to 180 inside and 20 outside.
So according to Mike Grover of the building, the number is limited to 200 based on the bathroom fixtures. So the new proposed numbers of 102 seats inside with a maximum of 180 inside and then 20 seats outside is okay. So I would vote to grant.
Right.
Zahir Isali, Mediterranean Restaurant Group, doing business as Mediterranean Grill, common victualer license, 2401 Mass Ave, 34 indoor seats, 8 seats on private patio, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. all days.
I would grant this with 20 seats only, which is what was approved for Fiorella's, and which the applicant actually said that they were doing exactly the same thing. I think this was a mistake in entering the information. So granted with 20 seats.
Granted.
Seats and maximum occupancy at 20 as well.
Jack Bardi on behalf of Wheeling's Brattle, doing business as Beat Brew Hall, supplied to add 2 TVs and trivia to their license.
Granted.
Joe Toomey on behalf of Walsh Brothers, special noise variance, February 15th through July 11th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at 189 Vassar.
Granted with the condition that a Sunday work permit is required.
Joe Toomey, special noise variance, February 15th through 16th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. at 189 Bassett.
This is due to the time that it takes to set up and take down the crane permit, so granted with the condition that a Sunday work permit is required.
Joseph Angulo on behalf of Turner Construction, special noise variance from February 15th through March 7th, either 2 Saturdays or 2 Sundays from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at 238 Main.
For safety reasons and to have less pedestrians in the area when doing this work, granted with the condition that a Sunday work permit is required.
Notice received from the Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission that University Wine Shop has withdrawn their appeal of a 2-day suspension.
Acknowledged. They actually served the suspension on February 3rd and February 4th of this year.
Affirmation of the 2017 approval of the common victualler license for Cantipur Cafe at 117 Hampshire Street.
The board had granted this on July 26, 2017. It took them, obviously, a really long time to build. So I would acknowledge and just affirm our vote of the July 26, 2017 and issue the license.
One day, Zachary Buchanan, Malton Wine and Entertainment license at Wasserstein Hall.
Granted with hours as applied, and because they are as approved and detailed school. So basically they can, 6:30 the doors open and 7:30 the show starts, and the condition that a police detail is required.
Andrea Campbell, entertainment license at Kresge Auditorium.
Granted police detail required.
And Kika Koldick, alcohol and entertainment license.
Granted with amended hours of 6:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. for application details and permission letter.
Ludovine Volchik on behalf of the French American Chamber of Commerce of New England, Malton Wine.
Granted with the condition that alcohol must be sold.
Patricia Jalen, entertainment license at the Masonic Hall.
Granted.
Chelsea Ellsworth, wine and malt with entertainment, comedy show.
Granted.
Pardis Safari and Jason Alves on behalf of the City of Cambridge and East Cambridge Business Association for numerous entertainment licenses.
So are we talking about 65087, or are you calling?
65231.
Okay, so 65231 is for the Hawker Peddler.
Sorry.
Right.
Yeah. So it's 65087 and 65231. I had flipped those up.
They okay, so 65087. This one, we might actually have to change the person to whom the license issues to the East Cambridge Business Association, but other than that, everything seems to be all squared away, so I would vote to grant.
Grant.
Would that be for both?
I'm going there in one second. So the permission letter is issued to East Cambridge Business Association. I believe that the event's being hosted in conjunction with CDD, which is why Hardeep Safari applied.
Right.
But we don't have anything. So in the event that nothing can be produced, what I would suggest rather than calling this again is just to, because everything else is in place, I would just grant it. And in the event that we have to do an administrative change of changing the licensee from Pardee's to the East Cambridge Business Association, that would be done administratively.
Okay.
So that's for 650-87. For 65231, it would be, the change would be to Curio Coffee, not to not to the East Cambridge Business Association, because this one is specific to Curio Coffee selling in the event. Again, granted with the maybe the administrative change that this has to be switched to East Cambridge Business Association. The same as the other issue.
Okay.
Okay.
Anda Sharik, entertainment license, 10 Akron Street.
Granted with entertainment license hours 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. for permission later. Amended hours.
Brian Williams, entertainment license at 84 Mass Ave, MIT.
Granted.
Jacob Teitelbaum on behalf of Resilience Gives, one-day Harker Peddler license.
So the applicant contacted us after filing. They're only seeking the license for February 13th and February 14th, so granted for only those 2 days per the applicant notification that the other days the event will not be held and the license is not needed.
Jamie Corrins on behalf of Neural Magic, malt license at the Masonic Hall.
Granted.
Tanisha Lane, all alcohol and entertainment license at the Masonic Hall.
Granted.
Alita Monaco, entertainment license, 52 Oxford.
Granted.
Foopy Doo, doing business at Wits End, entertainment licenses.
We had deferred this based on zoning issues. We got more information from the applicant as well as from zoning, so I would grant for the remainder of the days. I would not approve any further one-day entertainments until an application submitted through zoning.
Okay.
Angela Burke on behalf of Friends of Matenwa, one day Harper Peddler.
Granted.
Jeffrey Patter, one day malt at Wellbridge Athletic Club.
Granted with the condition that alcohol must be sold.
Bill Wilbur on behalf of John Moriarty, special noise variance, February 15th through May 2nd.
So this one, we got a little more information why the variance is needed. They're going to do erection of structural steel for the building, and they needed the extended hours to make sure that the work is sound and also completed in a day or so. Also, it made sense to them to do it during the holiday to avoid any disruption to the Montessori school at that location. So with that said, I would vote to grant with the condition that they need a holiday work permit from the Cambridge Police Department.
Jennifer Smith, one day entertainment license at Kresge Auditorium on February 16th.
Granted for hours of the flight improvement registration 3 to 5.
Lang Haynes, on behalf of Homestart, one day entertainment and Hawker Peddler licenses.
Granted with an amended start time of 12 p.m. for permission letter.
David Wright, on behalf of National Water Main Cleaning, special noise variance, February 17th.
You know what, I'm sorry, the Bill Wilbur one, the 66043, they're actually not going to fall into the holiday, so that one, they don't need the holiday, so I would remove the holiday condition on that one. David writes, this is a city project, and I would vote to grant no fee and the condition that a holiday work permit is needed. And everything that I said for the other one, I was meant for that one, I'm sorry.
Sandy McCullough, on behalf of Low Hill Inc., doing businesses Joe Sent Me, has requested that his $750 patio fee be refunded, as they will not be putting the patio into use.
Yeah, they're not going to operate the patio. They're probably going to file an alteration of premises to remove the patio from their premise subscription. So obviously it's February, they haven't used it yet, so. I would vote to provide that.
I concur.
I would also add a condition on the license while the alteration of premises is filed and approved that there can be no service of alcohol on the patio.
Of course. Concur as well.
Barbara Norton, on behalf of Patagonia, one-day malt license, February 19th.
Granted with the condition that there must be a limited number of one alcoholic drink associated with the admission price, otherwise than thereafter the alcohol must be sold.
Marianne Maroney, one-day wine and malt license.
Granted.
Jordan Alford, on behalf of MIT Mocha Moves.
Granted with amended hours of 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. per the permission letter.
Minutes for January 29th.
I know that I don't have them in front of me, but I did review them and I would vote to approve them.
Me too.
Okay, so approved. Let's sign the book there.
And that is all.
Thank you.
Application.
Which one?
It's 65464.
Were you told that was going to be heard today?
Yeah.
What's your name?
I never saw that. While we're here, Officer Zito, do you mind going upstairs and having someone print
65464.
464, please. Thank you.
464.
from Lipton?
Yeah.
Oh, your event's scheduled for March 14th. So that's probably going to be heard on March 2nd. That's why it wasn't on our list. So I would say pending confirmation of the permission letter, which is they didn't provide to us upstairs. But we can go look at it upstairs now. I would vote to grant. So granted, and we'll just confirm the hours with the permission letter upstairs before we issue the license.